So wait for 6:30. Today's May 7th. We're going to call the meeting to order of the Judiciary and Law Enforcement Committee. Chairman Dan Esposito, Supervisor present, our Vice Chairman Ron Johnson, Secretary Boyd Frederick, Supervisor Anita Johnson, Supervisor Angie Montemaro, and Supervisor David Arrington. We'll open it up with citizen comments. You have 5 minutes. Please state your name and address for the record.
Fred Storrs, 1812 36th Street. First of all, I want to thank Mr. Esposito for putting us back on the agenda. This is beginning to be like a kind of a story that's taken a life of its own. Real briefly for the new members of this committee, back in when Act 10 was enacted, we were informed by the Sheriff's Department that we would be going on a new work schedule. They were going to change our schedule from a 6-2 work schedule to a 5-2-4-2 work schedule. We would be getting, would be an 8-hour and 20-minute work day with a 30-minute paid lunch, so that there would be no short pay periods, because with working a 4-day week, 8 times a year, we would be 8 hours short on our paycheck, and that extra 20 minutes a day was going to cover our 8-hour shortage. Well, then when the new schedule was instituted, and we were told about it at the end of December, it was a 5-2-4-2 indeed, except that we were told that there would be 8 pay periods that we would be short. We would only get 72 hours pay in an 80-hour pay period. The reason for that is we were not going to be any longer being paid for our paid holidays, that the holidays were included in our days off, but that we would no longer be compensated for them. That would make us the only employees, the only, I guess, non-rep employees in the county that did not receive paid holidays, even though we're one of the very few that are required to work Christmas and New Year's, Thanksgiving. When everyone else is home with their families, we're working in the jail. Some work second shift, some work third shift. And now we find out at the last minute that we're not being paid. When we inquired about it, we were informed that no one on the county board was aware of that. That when they asked about where this budget savings came from, they said, well, it just came as a result of the new schedule. Well, in questioning by the last committee on a couple of occasions, Captain Felduto agreed that probably it wasn't explained as well as it needed to be explained, that indeed we were not getting paid for our holidays, and that indeed we were the only employees not getting paid for our holidays. There was reference made that the deputies don't get paid holidays, when in fact the deputies are paid like we were supposed to be paid, where you would get that 20 minutes carryover, and then when you had a 72-hour pay period, they would pay you 80 hours. That was one. In fact, one of the supervisors had uncovered that also. So all we're asking is that you be fair. You know, the Sheriff's Department had a $750,000 surplus last year that was put into the general fund. All we're asking is you take some of that money and pay us. When the golf course is $350,000 short, we don't shut the golf course down. What do? We give the guy that runs the golf course, we give him a raise. We gave him a bonus. 1 year, they lost $300,000. We gave the guy a bonus. Because there were pay freezes, so we couldn't give them a raise, so we just gave them a bonus. All we're asking for is we do more than our fair share. It's my understanding we just finished an immigration inspection in both buildings. We received the highest scores we've ever received on any inspection they've ever done. This is on top of the fact that, you know, we now contribute to our pension. Our insurance has been shut. We had 3 vacation days taken away from us. We lost one of our sick days was taken away from us, in addition to our 10 paid holidays. Captain Felduto also admitted that our work performance has never wavered. It may be better now than it was even before. So I guess all we're asking for, please treat us fairly. We have 10 paid holidays coming like everybody else does. Pay us our short week when we're short. Just give us our day's pay. Make up for the ones we've lost. They've already promised in the next budget they'll incorporate it. The last committee was pretty adamant that they couldn't wait until next year to be fixed, that this was a gross injustice that needed to be corrected. We're asking you for help to please bring this to the county board so they can vote on it and we can get our holiday paid back. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Any other citizen comments?
Anthony Molinaro, 6906 49th Avenue. I also work at the detention center in the jail, and I want to just elaborate on what Fred had said. He mentioned our when our schedule did change, segue back to the last supervisor from the last committee who did uncover a few things. The deputies, when they were changing their schedule, I believe it was 12 years ago, they were on a 6-2 schedule. They went to a 5-2-4-2, some variation of that. They went to the 8-hour, 15, 8-hour, 20-minute day. What that did is it kept their paid holidays compensated. The days off were worked into that schedule. Like wires are right now, they're worked into the schedule, the compensation isn't. Also, when they went to that new schedule, they took a 3% raise for 3 years. 3-3-3. Took a 9% raise. This was during negotiations. They took a 9% raise to go to this new schedule. Kept their paid holidays. Also, when they were on that 6-2 schedule like we were currently in the jail, they had 6 paid vacation days per week. Okay, so you work a work week with 6 days for us. We'd have 6 days to compensate if I wanted to go on vacation with my family for a week. In order for me to take the whole week off, I had to have 6 days. So your 1 week's vacation was equivalent to your work week, which was 6 days. Deputies were the same. When they went to, when they negotiated their contract, they kept that 6th day, but only went down to 5 workday work weeks. So they kept 3 additional vacation days when they changed their schedule. We lost 3 vacation days when we were when that schedule was taken from us. So, like Fred said, we lost 3 vacation days. We lost 10 paid holidays. Also lost a sick day because, oh, you can only, you know, we get a week's sick time. PTO time is what it's called now. You work, you generate time off. But we lost a day of that as well because they say, well, you only work a 5-day work week. Now you don't need 6 call-in days. That's another paid day that I'm in the building that, you know, I could have scheduled on a wedding for a weekend, or I could have scheduled for my son's baseball tournament, or, you know, my son had a christening on Sunday, or First Communion this past Sunday, yesterday, and I had to take a day off so I could go to it. You know, I would have had an extra benefit day to take a year ago that was taken away from me. The deputies didn't lose that day. So when Captain Feldoodle sits up here, or, you know, Bob Riedel, and they say that we're like the deputies, we are because we wear a badge and a patch that looks like it. But everything else, they treat us differently. No other county employee was affected the way we were in this past year, this past calendar year. We're asking for fairness. And please put us on the agenda for the full county board to hear it and let everybody make a decision. I think the money can be found. We sat in the last budget meeting of the year where they gave 2011's recap of the budget the insurance fund gave back $1 million, I believe it was. There was $700,000 put in from into the general fund. That $700,000 came from Kenosha County Sheriff's Department. No other department in the county generated that money. The sheriff wanted to spend it on a command center. Thankfully, the county board saw that it wasn't a good idea. So they kept that money. You can find the money available. You know, we earned it in the jail for Kenosha County. We'd like to, you know, some fairness and get that back. And as a matter of fact, today was my short week. I worked all day today, and it should have been my off day. I had to work it just to get a full paycheck. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other citizen comments? Please state your name and address for the record.
My name is Carol Gonzalez. I live at 5526 53rd Avenue in Kenosha. And I'm just here to speak on behalf of the jailers and the booking clerks and kitchen staff for the jail unit. I was a correctional officer for almost 17 years, so I know what it takes to do their job. And these people work harder than anybody I know. They deal with the people that nobody on the street wants to deal with. They put up with unbelievable conditions as far as people in agitated states and people that don't want to be there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They don't get to spend Christmas with their kids unless they've got, you know, high seniority and can get that vacation off. They should be paid for their holidays. And as it was stated earlier, there was a surplus in the Sheriff's Department budget. They should be paying their people for their holidays. It should be fair and equitable for all county employees, and they should not be treated as second-class citizens. I've seen this over the past several years, and it's just getting worse and worse, and these people are the people that are keeping the bad guys off the street. Why are they being treated like this? It's not fair. And I would just ask that you look at what's been put before you today and put it before the full county board and give these people a break. They're only doing their job, and they just want to be treated fairly. Thank you.
Any other citizen comments? Any other citizens' comments?
I'm going to take advantage of the time here. Just hear the second call before the auctioneer. Third round. My name is Ed Sadlowski, and I'm on staff with Council 40. Asked me, and I just want to make sure.
Excuse me, Ed. Yeah. I don't want to interrupt you. Please, let's keep. If somebody's got something to say, I don't want. Let's get in line, and everybody can. Let's go uniformly here, please. All right, go ahead.
Thank you. And well, thank you for your time as well. I think you know, having folks show up is an indication of the importance and the pride that everybody takes in the job that they do each day. And the word public safety hasn't come up this evening, but being on staff with Council 40, I've had occasion to work closely with correctional officers and jail staff in other counties, and there's currently a lot of litigation going on right now about the notion of public safety. A lot of the problems that were created by Act 10 and Act 32 with the governor, this disparity that you're hearing about, folks that work side by side with each other but being treated separately and distinctly from one another, specifically deputies and correctional staff. This is an important issue. It has a huge impact on folks' morale. My perspective, there is no distinction with when you're talking about the front line of public safety in the community. I just want to make sure that for the record that you all know that Council 40 AFSCME fully supports the efforts to bring about this notion of fairness and justice again for folks here in Kenosha County. And we're going to continue to stand by folks here in the jail and confident that we can get this worked out as well. We know about the financial arrangements. There is revenue available, in our opinion, not only to bring about a quick resolution, but our perspective, folks should be made whole already for a quarter or nearly a third of the year going by. So please take that into consideration. And again, we were through the process with the prior committee members here, and I was fully expecting to be in front of the county board this month, at least me personally. That was my impression when we left last time. So we're asking the same of you all tonight again, as you've heard. Just give us a fair shot in the community here. Let us all have our situation heard by the full county board. And thank you again for your time, and stay the course. Fairness is the issue today. Thank you.
Point of order.
Yes,
sir. He needs to state his name and address for our record.
Edward Sadlowski, 4400 North Juniper Drive. That's in Janesville.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Any other citizens' comments? Seeing none, citizen comments are closed. We'll move on to supervisors' comments. Any supervisors have any comments at this time? Seeing none, supervisors' comments are closed.
Well, wait.
You do? Supervisor,
yes.
Montemaro? Go ahead.
I do. I just want to know then, we had spoke briefly, so we're looking at this from different angles. Is that correct?
The jail or holiday pay?
Yes. So this issue is going to be looked at and then hopefully discussed at the county board, correct?
We're going to look at it tonight.
Okay,
this was
very
my,
good. That's what I want to hear.
If you look at the agenda, we're going to recap this at number 9.
Okay, very good.
Right.
As long
this
as we have
committee
a chance to
and
talk about it.
There's new members
it.
On this,
right.
this committee. So
okay,
if you
that's
just
fine,
hold
as long as we can talk about it.
Any other supervisors? Anything to add? Chairman comments. I don't really have any other than obviously this is a big issue that we're facing here with the jailer holiday pay and schedule. I obviously made sure I got brought up to speed on this issue as I knew some of the issues. I didn't know them all, but I wasn't on this committee prior, so we'll get into discussion about that later.
Okay.
Right. So anybody wants to have any comments on that, we can definitely do it later. So moving on, we'll approval of the minutes of April 11, 2012, please.
So moved. Second.
Approved by Supervisor Rod Johnson, approved by Supervisor Boyd Frederick. Number 6 is resolution from the County Board Chair. Yes, it was unanimous. Number 6, resolution from the County Board Chairman. This resolution is to approve and appointment of Anita Johnson to serve on the Joint Services Board. I had spoke with Supervisor Johnson directly and talked to her, I'd say at length, about her intentions on this committee. As all the supervisors have her application. Okay. I believe they were emailed too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I made sure that we brought a hard copy in case anybody didn't have one.
That's the new agenda. It's on the new agenda.
Yeah, this is the new agenda. I see nothing but positives. I think she would be a good addition to Joint Services. If you read through what she has here, she definitely has the skills that are needed to negotiate certain things. Those that have been County Board Supervisors know that we've had somewhat of a tumultuous relationship with the city on and off. It's not always been the best, so we do need somebody in there to negotiate certain things. I think she'll do well with that. I don't want to belabor this thing. So with that, can I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second.
On the issue, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, Supervisor.
I'm here tonight. I'm going to oppose the appointment of Supervisor Johnson. Of course, I recognize the awkwardness potentially of doing that. Also recognize that, you know, the perception will be that it's somehow in opposition to the new chairman of the county board against. At the end of the day, the majority of the supervisors around the table here in the room tonight have talked all about tradition. So if you want to boil it down to that one issue, tradition in and of itself would not have Supervisor Johnson appointed to this position. I think it's much more than that. It's a much bigger issue. My concern here is that Supervisor Johnson, as a new supervisor to the county board, will be on two committees in addition to the Joint Services Board. We have no shortage of significant issues to address. Joint Services is one in particular where I have some significant reservations at this point in time, and I think we need to make sure that we put ourselves in a position so that the county comes out in as strong a position as they can. And that isn't to suggest that the city is somehow going to take a short end of the stick. I heard from the chairman this week that he's met with everyone from Mr. Pacetti on down, and you know, I spent an awful lot of time, not just as the 2 years as chairman with Mr. Pacetti, but certainly before then in a number of
committees and negotiations. Supervisor Clark is chairman of the county board, spent a significant amount of time with Mr. Pacetti. We can talk all day long about who has the credentials or the better qualities to bridge gaps, et cetera. At the end of the day, the county board and the current chairman of finance has set ourselves up, has set the county up, and I think we've all collectively taken the opportunity to put the city on notice over our discontent, our concerns, our problems, our issues that remain out there. We've already made it very clear that Mr. Pacetti will not be appointed, or some of the board, I should say, made it very clear that Mr. Pacetti will not be appointed to the health Board of Health until the issue of the health department is resolved. So I think it is a situation we have created, not necessarily our own doing, but we certainly haven't shied away from making very clear that we're not in a position any longer to be cooperative until we start seeing cooperation coming from the other direction. So that in of itself, when you're looking at a $4-plus million expenditure in the Human Services Department with this new upgrade of the system, I think you need to have an understanding, a broader understanding of county government in that position. I heard from Chairman Gentz that he had considered others, inclusive apparently of myself. Well, and that was news to me, and I believe we talked to Jeff on Friday of last week, maybe it was Thursday. If, in fact, there was consideration, then I would certainly have loved to have had a conversation with him. But that clearly wasn't, so I don't know if the discussion was, considered anyone else or not. But when you have the current dynamics that we have within the Joint Services Division, I think it's important that you have experience in that role. I've said it before, I'll say it at the county board meeting. I think you'll have others who will say the same thing based on the conversations I've had. I trust it'll go through this committee, it'll come to the county board. Maybe it carries. I suspect there's a good opportunity for it to do so, but I will speak the same concerns I have there as I have here this evening. I have no doubt about Supervisor Johnson's qualifications. I don't know what they are at this point in time beyond what we have on paper. You know, when you're talking about the budgets that we're talking about, the dollars we're talking about, the issues that we're talking about, and when we continue to draw this line, I think you need to put yourself in a position to be as responsive to the county government as a whole, the taxpayers as a whole. I'm not sure this is the right way to go.
Thank you, Supervisor Molyneux.
Through the chair, to the chairman of the county board, don't you have more than just disappointment onto the Joint Services? Or?
No, there's only one vacancy right now in the Joint Services.
Well, how many does the county board? Does the
two county board.
Okay, so
the county but board you're on
it. I've been appointed for a 3-year term.
Well, see, then he's on it.
1 year into. So.
Okay, good.
So, Chairman Guest.
Anything else to me?
No, that was the question. Is it?
Well, I like to make some comments regarding this. Obviously, this is my appointment, and it is for exactly the reasons that Supervisor Molyneux stated that I put a lot of thought and energy into this. We're not drawing battle lines here. We're working together with everybody involved, and I think that's really what we need to keep in the forefront of our mind. Joint Services is all the taxpayers in the county and the city, and we need to put differences aside and work together on that. And when I look at who's qualified to do that, I got to hear a whole spiel about how much leadership we're losing and the vacancies that we're going to have by supervisors leaving. And I look at the new supervisors, and it creates other opportunities for them to step up and be leaders and get involved in these committees. And Supervisor Dodge, from what I understand, has been at every county meeting with notes. I've seen him. So, Supervisor Johnson, I've read her resume, and her credentials are exactly what is suited for this. So, and that's really what we need to focus on. Is my appointment of her going to be good for Joint Services? That's the question here. And I think when you look around, there's others that can do it. There's others that have sat on the county board longer. You know, there's others that may have other agendas and interests. But when I look at her, I see somebody who's passionate about Joint Services, about the city, has the qualifications to bring people together at the table. She's handled budgets that are bigger than the county's budget. She's I mean, her resume speaks for itself. So I really didn't want to have to come and defend an appointment that I put a lot of thought into, but I will. Okay? So if you have any further questions, please address them to it. And she took a tour of Joint Services today for 5 hours. I don't think I took a tour of Joint Services for 5 hours. Okay? That's the passion that you have there. And that's a new supervisor. So we're going to punish her for being a new supervisor? I don't agree with that line of thinking. So those are my comments, and I hope you approve it unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. Let's go back, Donna. We had a motion to approve. I believe it was...
I made the motion to approve the appointment.
First by Supervisor Montemaro, second by Supervisor Frederick. We're going to go forward with that.
Closing, point of order, we're closing discussion.
That's going to be my point, yes, unless there's any other discussion.
Nope.
Okay. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Abstain.
All those opposed? One abstention.
This is the original position.
Moving on, we have the resolution from the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department, FY12 Law Enforcement Justice Assistance Grant, JAG. And I believe that Lieutenant Mark Kruger is going to inform us of this.
Good evening. Tonight I bring forth in front of the committee a resolution for the Sheriff's Department to accept our share of this year's Justice Assistance Grant. We've been involved in this since 2004. Between the KPD, the Kenosha Police Department, and the Sheriff's Department, this year we were allotted $36,050. Our percentage of that will be $14,402. We're going to use this on equipment as we did the past couple of years. This year's equipment, last year we got some automatic electronic defibrillators. This year we're going to purchase 6. That's going to almost get all our patrol squads equipped with 1. I think we'll be 1 or 2 short after that. Last year we upgraded our flashlights to LEDs. They're more powerful and they last longer. This year we're going to add to that. And also we're looking at computer software for our investigative unit that's for crime scenes and accident reconstruction. It'll enable them to, the program's a 3D program, enable them to view and animate. And it was described to me sort of something what juries see on CSI. I've never watched the show, so I'll take their word for it. And it's going to save them a lot of time. Apparently the software we have now is outdated. It was purchased in 2005, and updates are no longer available for it. And the acceptance of this allotment money requires no local type of match, and it will not affect the levy at all. With that, I thanks for your time and ask for your approval on this.
Supervisor,
I think that we need to approve this. Anytime we have an opportunity to do something which is required and it does not affect the levy, I don't see a reason why we cannot go forward. I'd like to thank you for preparing this information for us. I read it, and it looks like that everything is in order for us to move forward, so I'm going to encourage the supervisors to vote for it unanimously. Thank you.
Thank you. Make
a motion to approve the JAG Justice Assistance Grant.
Second.
First by Johnson, second by Trenton. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Okay.
Number 8, we have an informational discussion on the country.
We
got
to vote on it.
You got to say all in favor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. All those opposed?
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right. Now, number 8. Informational discussion of Country Thunder event. And Captain Apgar is here.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I asked for this to be on the agenda tonight because I've been in charge of law enforcement at Country Thunder since the sheriff took a very active role in it since 2005. And normally I would wait till the activity control permit comes in front of you in a resolution form to present it to you. But I will not be here next month for that at your meeting next month. So I believe Captain Feldudo will bring that for me. But since I have been the one that's been in charge of law enforcement, I will prepare the resolution just as I have in the past. But I just wanted to come before the committee because I know there's many new members. I know there's two supervisors who have been through this before. To answer any questions or concerns that you have over the activity control that will come in front of you next month. Just for a little background on Country Thunder, they have to get a conditional use permit from Land Use Committee first, and that should have been done this month. It will not be because they did not get the permit from Randall Township in a timely manner. They failed to get on the agenda for the town to get their permit approved. So they will go, that is planned this month. There is no issue about getting it. We anticipate they'll get it from Randall, but then it has to go in front of county. And before an activity control can be presented to this committee, the land use must approve a conditional use permit. That won't happen until next month's meeting, and I believe it's going to be on the same night as your committee meeting. So I was going to speak or ask for possibly a later time for this committee to meet next month. I believe you're going to meet on Wednesday next month. It will be the second Wednesday of next month. Land use meets the same day. They meet at 6:30. This committee meets at 6:30, but that resolution has to be passed before activity control can be brought to you. It can't wait until the following month because Country Thunder will be is scheduled for, the 19th and 20th, and the county board won't have time to act on activity control prior to that. So that's one issue that's going to be for this committee to deal
with. Captain, I got a question. Is this always a problem with timing? Or
no. It should have gone in front of Randall last month, so it could have gone in front of land use this month and this committee next month.
Okay.
And it was...
Supervisor.
Are you forecasting any additional financial responsibility that the board's going to need to be aware of? Like, are we going to need to be able to spend additional funds to be able to support the effort of Country Thunder in terms of law enforcement being present out there and et cetera?
No. What they do is they put up a $110,000 cash bond. It's not even a bond. They just write a check to the Kenosha County Sheriff's Department for $110,000. We cash that to make sure it's good. We hold that. And then when the bills come in for the health department, the highway department, and other agencies that we ask for help from, like the Kenosha Police Department, Parkside helps us, Paddock Lake Police Department, they all submit their bills. Those are paid out from that $110,000, and then what's ever left over gets returned to Country Thunder. For the last 2 years, we've collected $110,000 and turned back about $10,000. So the $110,000 is more than enough to cover our anticipated cost. And like I said, it's not just the Sheriff's Department. That's the Highway Department has some costs incurred, too. And dispatch, we have some dispatchers out there, too. So it's all covered by Country Thunder. And we don't anticipate any problems with the conditional use permit from the county. I've talked to Andy Bueller from the county, and he doesn't anticipate. It's just they did not get on the agenda for Randall, and that's what created this whole backup because they had to get approval from Randall in order for it to go in front of the county or land use, and then it has to be approved by land use before it can get approved by you guys for the activity control.
Well, and I know last month that it was approved by land use to go forward to Randall, a conditional use, because I was there at that meeting.
Okay.
So I mean, I'm aware of the process that goes, takes place to get this
There haven't been any major problems at Country Thunder in the last few years, and this is just I don't know who, there's been some changes at land use, I mean, who, or planning and development, there's been some changes in roles there. I believe it was Todd Rail who was handling Country Thunder last year, or his part of it, the county's part of it, and I think he's moved on, or somebody else is in charge of that, and there was a miscommunication, lack of communication between them and Country Thunder, what needed to go and when, and so
Excuse me. So there's a timing issue. This is the biggest issue to date right now.
Yes.
There's a timing issue.
Yes.
Okay. Supervisor.
Why don't we, since we're meeting that Wednesday and land use is meeting that same time, we must move ours a day because then we can get on the agenda for the following Tuesday at the county board because then the next meeting after that, we're going to be at the 4th of July holiday.
We'd have to move it to the Thursday. It would be a Thursday because land use is always on a Wednesday.
Right. We just move it one day over.
I mean, if that, I hate to...
Point of information, how long does it take for land use to deal with that?
I was told that they're on the agenda. Country Thunder will be on the agenda probably 8th or 9th on their agenda. Because we had did this. We had this done 3 years ago where the same thing kind of happened. But... This committee met at 7 o'clock. So at 6:30, by the time this committee met, they had acted on it already. We got the call that yes, it's approved, and then we went forward with it.
Well,
so it had happened one other time, but
I can tell you that they should be done by 7:30. If we make this meeting a little later,
and you can
later.
Put them at the end of your agenda.
Correct. So okay. I'm not opposed to that. So we're not. You know, I just don't want to be. You know, we switch this meeting today. Now next month we're switching another meeting, and I don't know. It gets.
And I apologize for asking for this. And you know, Country Thunder has a reputation of waiting to the last minute to do things, but that was under prior ownership. This was a lack of communication.
Well, this year they did it on time. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is the first year, and I don't know years that they're usually they're way behind the game, but they came in prepared this year. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I'm okay with that. If we have to start the meeting a little bit later on Wednesday, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I just don't. You know, I don't want to keep switching days on these supervisors. It's not fair to them. They, you know, they have obligations. But then again, I understand there's a time frame. We need to get that done, so we'll do whatever it takes to get it done.
Does the same person who presents the resolution have to be at both meetings? Do we have to wait for that person to get it?
Yeah, that I don't know. Same will the same person that presents the resolution have to be at this meeting?
No,
I don't think
no,
so.
No, because the annual, the conditional use will be printed by land use or by planning and development, and we'll present our resolution. We'll just get word that that's been passed, and once it is, then we'll go forward with our resolution.
I didn't know
resolution.
Someone physically was going to have those. I'm only asking if someone had physically had to be from one to the other. Okay.
Any other supervisors have any questions for Captain Apka?
No.
All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
It's going to be the same time as always.
To recap that, yeah, our meeting will be next, the second week of June, Wednesday.
What is the
second
meeting?
Wednesday.
Seven.
So it starts at 6:30 or it starts at 7?
Let's say it starts at 7.
7 p.m.
So we have... enough after
second
time.
Tuesday?
Mm-hmm. Wednesday.
Second Wednesday.
Wednesday.
All right. Of next month.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Okay, with that, we'll move on to old business. So this is the recap of the jailer's holiday pay and schedule. Obviously, we've heard... I'm sorry, Supervisor.
No, you go after you're done, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Obviously, we've heard... quite a bit from the employees, which I do appreciate their time and effort. And I wanted to get brought up on speed with this whole issue too. Obviously, new things about this conflict, but. Took it upon myself, met with Bob Rito, Diane Yule, Captain Falduto, extensive meeting with them, met with Sheriff Beth, and an extensive meeting with him to understand this whole schedule. Obviously, a year ago, with this Budget Deficit Act, 10 came down, and this is what we're left with. Fair or unfair, this is the landscape or the lay of the land. My understanding that there were two options on the table, and anybody can correct me if they think I'm wrong on this. I have no problem with that. There were two types of schedule. Obviously, the with the collective bargaining agreement being gone, that the hours moved into the Federal Labor Standards Act. The county went to follow that. There was a 7K type schedule, which the jailers did not like. They moved in. Administration came up with a 5-2-4-2 schedule, which my understanding is the schedule there is now. Meeting with the administration, they've their position was that everybody's had to give up something in this whole budget process. I've heard people talk that back in the day we had this, we had that. Well, 2 or 3 years ago is not what we're presented with today. I don't want everybody to forget that. This is a whole new issue. With that being said, I'm going to go through the whole administration side of it, and then I would have liked to talk to Fred Storrs because he's kind of got the best. That's what I was told, knows the most about the employee side of it, but I wasn't able to talk to him. So we'll go through that, and then
I'll stay for as long as you need. For okay, questions.
We'll open it up from that. Obviously, there was no payment for overtime for holidays. This whole thing is kind of complicated. I think we could simplify it, but it seems I'll try to simplify it as much as I can, and then we'll go from there. I wanted to give this committee an overview because there's supervisors here that don't know what's going on. This is the first time they've heard this. This is the first time they've been privy to what's going on here. I know Supervisor Johnson knows it pretty well, and probably Supervisor Arrington. But for us to move forward and do our due diligence with this and be fair, we need to understand both sides of this issue. So this is not something I'm going to rush into. This is not something I'm going to say I'm pushing this to the county board floor so we can vote on it in a week or two. I'm not going to do that. I want everybody to be comfortable with what's going on here. With that being said, I do believe the jail has given up quite a bit. That was not, nothing in my discussion with administration. They didn't say that. They did not, but I really think the issue is about fairness. This is where we have to get back to. What is fair? What isn't fair? So with that being said, I will go back to what I was saying. This 5-2-4-2 schedule, administration tells me, allows three things, okay? It allows a 13-day off groups, better dispensing of manpower. Obviously, there's no holiday pay, and there's a short week savings, like half shift costs. I don't have the number in front of me, but to date, my understanding, there's been quite a bit of significant savings. I'm not here to, I will pass these out.
No, you were yeah. Looking for a number.
Through seven pay periods, there's a $46,452.49 savings.
Could you repeat that, please?
There's a $46,452.49 savings. This is money saved through seven pay periods of this year. So, obviously,
is a short scheduled 216 hours a month came up, six work weeks of 32 hours, so obviously they're losing 8 hours. But my understanding is they can make these 8 hours up by working an extra day. I'm not saying, please keep it down, I'm not saying that I have all the true facts here. I will get the other side of this. I'm telling you what administration told me. And I'm not here to get into debate with anybody. If you had an issue, you should have brought it up at Citizens Commons. Okay? So I'd appreciate everybody keeps their comments to themselves. Thank you. We're just digesting this. This is, I got thrown this in my lap from the committee prior to us. You know, just, well, we don't want to act on this. Mm-hmm. So this is where we're at. We're crawling with this thing. We're not walking. We're not running. So if I'm misspeaking in any numbers or terms, I apologize. Okay? I will correct that. Okay? But I don't need, so to speak, the gallery making comments. Thank you. The Captain Falduto stated to me that the county board voted to give the sheriff's department, the administration, ample time to see if this new schedule works. You know, if it saves money, so on and so forth. So his point to me is he doesn't believe at this stage of the game that we've had ample time to evaluate how this schedule is working. That's what was said to me. You know, at the end of the day, I've got one side of this. I wanted to talk to Fred and get both sides of this, and I was unable to do that for that. I apologize, but in a nutshell, this seems to be working for administration. They seem to be saving money. Now, again, I go back to, is this fair? This is what the issue that we have here. The savings, you know, the county board was told the sheriff's department, you know, they needed to cut $200,000 out of their budget, and this was one of the ways they did it, obviously. With that, if anybody doesn't have this, I have this. Supervisor Frederick brought this in. I have it. I'd like to give this to the supervisors. This is basically the hours and so on and so forth. And this is some things that Mr. Storrs is in here with his comments. So, yeah, this is.
Is that okay for him?
Yes.
We're one short otherwise. Okay, good.
We have four there, right?
I am.
So.
Okay, great.
Don has copies in the minutes. She can make them for any supervisors that want them. I'd like you to read through that thoroughly. So, this 5-2-4-2 schedule seems to give administration some flexibility. It seems to, I've been told by them, has helped scheduling. I mean, obviously, you know, there was an issue brought up about from citizens' comments about the jailers taking the biggest hit this year. You know, that I don't know. All I know is that everybody's been affected. Mm-hmm. But I wanted to kind of give you an overview of what administration has told me. The next meeting, we will bring Captain Falduto, we will bring Bob Rio, or whoever else needs to be, to fine-tune this thing for supervisors. And that way, it gives us ample time to make a proper decision, because it affects a lot of people.
Sure.
And, you know, and I'm not, I'll state this, I'm not beyond being fair. We need to be fair. But
we also need to have all the facts. And what administration might say, I'm sure is not going to equal what the employees are going to say, you know. And I'm sure that there's three sides to every story, you know. So with that being said, I will open up the table of discussion. Supervisor Arrington was first to have a comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, Chairman.
I guess I wanted everyone that can hear my voice. I don't mind speaking of my mind. I completely disagree with this. I'm not happy about it. Just for the simple fact that when you make these kind of decisions, you do need to be fair. If one gives, all gives. I am definitely from the concept of team, and I know for a fact that coaches don't win without players. And I'm glad that you all came out tonight. It shows us that you all are very serious about this. And as long as I'm on this board, we're going to do everything within our power to equalize the playing field, to make sure that you all get back or some way, somehow, receive somewhere in the middle or something that we can do to make you all feel more comfortable about doing your job. It's obvious that you're not comfortable. It's obvious that you all are not happy. And it's obvious that we have not been apparently fair. And, you know, I can wear it. That doesn't bother me as a supervisor. I took an oath to make sure that we are consistent in our decisions, and we will be consistent in our decisions. I agree with our chairman. We are in the dark as it pertains to all the facts. But when we get all the facts, I think it's very important that we make a sound decision to make the people that work for us in Kenosha County happy. They're not happy. That's why they're here and all in the hallway and down the staircase. They're not happy, and I'm not happy when you all aren't happy, because that means that there's a decision that I made, you know, somewhere along my term that made people unhappy, and that's not what we're about. But I'm glad that you all came out. I'm going to be looking into it, too, deep in depth, to see where every dollar amount went and see if there's a way that we can put this money back for you all to receive your pay holidays and anything else that was taken from you, because we don't have to agree with what comes from Madison. We just agree. See, I never agree with what came from Madison anyway. So I just thought I would put it out there like this so you all would know my position. I don't agree with anything that Madison's done. And I'll just stay professional with that statement right there. But we're going to definitely look into this. This is on top of my list. And we're not going to take all day to decide it. You know, I'm going to work with the chairman, and we're going to work as a county board and get this issue resolved. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor Arrington. And with that being said, I do believe that this topic deserves its due diligence. We will not rush into a decision on this thing, you know, because it has to be fair. And I don't have a problem with that. So,
I want to thank you for your comments, and I echo most of them. They were well said. I would have a question for you. At any time, did administration give you the indication that when they were looking at savings, that they would also look at savings related to the sheriff's department? I mean, were they saying this is something we might be able to use to save on our end also? Did they ever give you that impression?
No, not.
They were just looking at the jailers only.
Well, it's, again, I'll go back to what Supervisor Arrington said. He believes in team. I get that. And I agree, there's no I in team. So if the jailers are in this I group, it's not fair. Do you know what I mean?
But so, they never said to you, it's not long enough, 7 weeks, and this is a plan that we may look at for us. That's what I want to know when you spoke
they
to them.
Said
Did they ever
to me,
say that about okay, themselves?
Okay, they said to me that the county board last year approved this going forward, that we would allow the sheriff's department to run this for a year. At that time, in the next this budget cycle, it will be evaluated. And it was said to me that this first quarter, we're in the second quarter, is not enough time
to evaluate to see if this process is saving the county money. Okay, as well as administration told me, you know, they would be open to changing this, but the proper The proper way to evaluate is this working or not working would be to give them some more time. That's what was said. Okay, does that answer your question?
Well, it tells me that it was one way for the jailer situation. They never said we're looking to see if this would be something we could use with the sheriff's department also.
That was never brought up to me.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
That is my question.
They did not say, we're trying to see if this was the budget for the jailers and we saved this much. If this is the budget for the sheriffs, are we going to save this much? You never heard that from them.
No.
That's what my question was. Thank you.
Supervisor Monfort.
I think the whole thing is we know it's saving money.
Yeah.
But the question is it fair to the employees to save money at their expense?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
And that's the problem I have, and that's the problem the old committee had.
Mm-hmm.
And we said we would like to make them whole somewhere mm-hmm. down the line. But with the new committee, obviously, you got to do a re-education program mm-hmm. again, too. But definitely, it's not fair.
Right. I appreciate that. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I believe you're not going to balance any budget on the back of labor.
Right.
No.
You know, let's be honest. Okay? Nice word.
We keep using the football analogy, and I'll use one too. Fine, we're not in the fourth quarter. We're at halftime, so we can take they do analysis at halftime too. And what we can do, and I'd like to make a motion of this, is to take a look at what's saved financially and ask Mr. Gearston to come in. And maybe we can talk to him and find out, along with Mr. Falduto, okay, fine, they saved here, but where else in the Sheriff's Department is there money where we can take a look at it instead of waiting until the end of this game in order to do something? Because while we're waiting, nothing's getting done. And I'd like to see him in her next meeting.
I have no problem moving the ball forward on that, you know what I mean? Hold on one second. Hold on, Supervisor Andrew.
Go ahead.
Supervisor Johnson was next.
I just wanted to speak to what Angie was saying. It was my understanding that the Sheriff's Department scheduling wouldn't work the same as the jailer's scheduling, correct?
Correct.
So that had something to do with the differences as well.
Yeah.
That they had to have a different plan. So I'm almost wondering if it was an oversight that they didn't actually plan it out quite right to figure out that they would lose that, or if it was intentional. Because I know it was a surprise, going back through the minutes, it appeared to have been a surprise to the supervisors when they looked at it, when they were approached with it,
correct.
That it happened. So I'm wondering if it was just not well planned out.
Yeah, that I can't speak to, but I understand where I seen that. Supervisor?
Yeah, because you must be reading my mind, because the next thing I'm getting ready to ask for is, what old resolution was this in?
Mm-hmm.
I remember we were talking and speaking about it, and I'm not saying, because we handled a lot of business. We went through a lot of business last year. But I want to take a look at the old resolution where we approved this. And I want the number. I want to be able to read what did we approve specifically for these employees. Because, I mean, I'm very adamant about that. I'm not happy about that tonight at all, that these employees are up here on the second floor upset. They should not be upset about doing their job.
With that, Donna, can we get a copy of that for all the supervisors? Can we?
The old resolution?
Yeah.
It's in the budget resolution, but never once was it ever mentioned about them losing holiday pay.
It wasn't clarified.
It was never mentioned at all.
It's not that it wasn't clear. I can explain it very simply.
Please do for us.
What the administration, Julie, proposed when you mentioned that they talked to you about the FSLA overtime, federal
171 hours, yeah, right. Federal standard.
That's overtime. That's an overtime policy.
Correct.
It's nothing to do with my holiday pay. What they wanted to do was, and basically, very simply, how that works. The old system in the jail, we worked more than 8 hours in a day, time and a half. Under the National Fair Labor Standard Act, we had to work 171 hours in a 21-day period before we were entitled to work overtime. we only work 160 hours in a month. So we would not only have to work our 160 hours in a month, we'd have to work a day and a half at straight time before we could get paid overtime, even though we work mandatory overtime.
I remember that.
Okay, that was discussed. The board said, wait a minute, you can't make these people work. They work 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's not fair. So they changed it. They went to a 40-hour a week overtime. If they work more than 40 hours in a week, they get paid overtime.
Okay.
So said, okay. The board said, we're going to have to make some other adjustments. Okay. So how they made their adjustment was, they took away our 30-minute paid lunch, gave us a 30-minute unpaid lunch, and stopped paying us for our holidays. That's how they did it. But under the guise of, well, yeah, but we, and the only thing they said they wanted a trial with was if the overtime policy they enacted, if you read the Sheriff's Department policy, it's in there, they would review the 171-hour overtime policy at the end of the year. It was never mentioned that they were going to review the schedule. We have no issue with the schedule. You know what? Personally, I like the new schedule. I used to have to work 6 days a week.
Yeah.
Now I only work four, and then I get my 2 days off.
Fred, let me interrupt you there for a minute. That's why I wanted to talk to you,
that's
because you bring a different aspect to this. Again, I stated, this is all new for the majority.
I understand.
Yeah. We're trying to learn.
I'm not out there to offend anybody.
But, no, I know you're not. And that's why at the beginning, I said I thank you for bringing it up.
Didn't think this was important, I didn't have to put this on the agenda.
And I understand. When I talked to Donna and she said that you insisted to be on the agenda, that's when I met you outside and said thank you very much.
Okay, go ahead.
Captain Falduto, at the last two meetings, Mr. Johnson was here, Mr. Frederick was here, admitted that they never told the board they were not paying us for our holidays. They snuck it in the fine print. You're never going to find it in the minutes. You're never going to find it in the agenda. Because all they ever said was, it's in the schedule. Well, yeah, the days off are in the schedule. We don't argue on that. But they took away the pay for the holiday. Three union contracts expired in December. Social workers, the jail, and the highway department. Highway department kept their holidays. Professionals kept their holidays. Sheriff took ours away. The sheriff's the jail. They want to, you know, they always include us with the deputies when they want to act like it's a big happy family. Whenever something happens, they don't take it away from the deputies, they take it away from us. We've been asking for a different schedule for 6-2. I negotiated five contracts with the county. We've been asking for a different schedule from this 6-2 schedule for 11 years. We're always told nothing else works. There's no other schedule that works. We negotiated a schedule up a new contract up until 2 weeks before the bill was finally signed. The last thing out of Sheriff Beth's mouth was, Fred, we throw the numbers out there. There's no other schedule that plays. The minute the bill was signed, he comes up with a 5-2-4-2 that works. We would have given him that in the contract. We would have agreed to a 5-2-4-2. Never brought it up until after it was too late to do anything about it. Then he shoved it down our throats. But the jail generated last year almost $9 million in revenue, housing federal prisoners. These are guys that go away for life, for dealing drugs, for murder. We have people in our jails that are coming out of prison. We don't know anything about them. They're coming off the streets. They're being arrested in Kentucky, and the next day they're down in intake. We don't know what diseases they have. We're not even allowed to be told if the guy's got hepatitis. Or, you know what? We now get tested for TB every year. You know why? Because immigration insisted on it. Never got it tested by hepatitis for TB until immigration came in. Every 2 months, we get a new rule in the jail. They change it. You know why? Because immigration changes it. I had an interesting discussion
Excuse me.
Go ahead.
And my understanding to that is, I mean, are we talking these federal inmates then?
Yes. $70 a day.
The ICE program?
Right. ICE and Marshals.
Correct. So we're talking that I've had.
Right. So the $9 million is correct. From the 200
right.
And
I want, and I'm just going to stop you in between
that's,
here.
Please do.
These supervisors have to understand what's going
right.
on
and
here.
Please do, because I get a little
this $9 million that was generated by the jail is for federal inmates. Okay, now my understanding is we're a little down on that number right now.
I don't know.
245 a day,
The budget projected 250.
Well, see, actually, the budget originally, the 51. Sheriff proposal was 235.
No. Okay.
When the budget didn't balance,
we went up to 251.
We added 17 inmates.
Right.
Okay. So we can use the 17 right. inmates to balance the county's budget, but when I want to get paid for a holiday, we say we're behind on federal inmates.
Okay, there gives me that 251
okay.
number, okay?
So,
well, hold on.
Go ahead.
You're slow it down.
Right?
But that
$9 million... You're just going too fast for everybody to understand what's going on.
Please slow me down.
But the $9 million is for the whole sheriff's department, right? I mean, that's money
the
to
mine,
the...
$9 million revenue is for the county.
For the county.
It doesn't has nothing to do with... It's all one big county, so you got to understand.
And not to blow smoke up our tails here, the county would be bankrupt without the jail. Where would you find $9 million for next year's budget if it didn't come from the jail?
You can blow smoke.
I'm being honest.
Okay. You can do
okay,
it.
Okay, Brad, hold on. I'm not done yet.
No.
Okay. So these, you got to understand,
I
these federal inmates,
yeah.
No, I mean, these federal inmates are not guaranteed.
Right.
Okay, this number could, they could come in tomorrow and say, we don't like you, Kenosha County. They're done. Now, is that going to happen? No, because they like our location. My understanding is. So, well, hold on. I'll give you a second. So you understand how this works. Now, ICE and federal marshals, they generate revenue for the county. So I can see why the sheriff's department says, you're my customer. I am going to do whatever. And there's issues with medical right now, doctors, more nurses, right?
Yep.
Correct? There's these issues. And I think the county's foolish to, so to speak, not want to play this game. It's like, let's ride this gravy train till the gravy train stops, mm-hmm. so to speak. And I'm not, you know.
And we in the jail understand and we agree with that.
Correct.
But some of the things that we... I said, what bothers me the most about taking my holidays is an interesting discussion one day at lunch with, I don't know what his title is, and what's the name? The guy that's in there all the time for like 2 weeks at a time, Daniels. He's like the regional director for Homeland Security, and he one of our jails are assigned to him. So he spends about 2 weeks every 2 months in our building and walks through, makes sure that everything is okay. And I said to him one day, I said, you know, the most guarded secret in the United States is what the actual United States budget is for housing these immigration inmates. He said, what's no secret? He said, every day there are an average of 24,000 detainees in custody somewhere in the United States. And so if I took the 24,000 and I multiplied it times the $70 a day that we get, I'd be pretty close. He said, oh, no. He said, you're the lowest paid jail of any jail in the country. The average is $110 a day. I said, we're the lowest? He says, well, yeah, there are jails that get $200 a day. So my question for Captain Felduto was, when you needed to cut the budget, instead of taking my holidays, why didn't you say to immigration, you know, McHenry right over here, they get $94 a day.
Now, are they a private institution?
No, McHenry County Jail.
Okay.
My understanding is they can't house federal inmates in a private jail.
Well, yeah, correct. Now, you know what I mean? You know, there was, and I don't have the, Kenosha County was supposed to get the big contract for the Midwest and then Dane County?
No, it's down in Illinois.
Yeah, somewhere in Illinois, got it.
Down south by Midway.
They're a private facility. Well, now there's
it's going to be built by the federal government.
Yeah,
so the federal government's
there's going a bill going through right now that won't allow that, so that might come back to us. So I want you to wrap this up. I'm not going to say
that's okay, but I guess my question for the captain was, why didn't we go back to immigration and say, be fair, take the 70 and the 94, split the difference, give me $81 a day. It would have generated another $2.5 million to the county. You wouldn't have to worry about my holidays. Instead of having two sets of rules in the jail because the vice inmates get more underwear than the regular inmate. Our guys get cheated. You know, the guy that got arrested because he yelled at a cop for disorderly conduct and can't afford to pay the fine gets two pair of underwear a week, but an immigration inmate gets seven pair of underwear a week.
Well, that's, you know...
So I mean, so go to them and say we need some more money.
Right, but I'm not splitting hairs. I understand what you're saying.
Well, not splitting hairs. We're talking about a couple of $100,000 here in my holiday pay.
To me, that's not...
I mean, I know to you guys, whatever the budget is for the county, we're talking about 1%. To me, it's an extra $1,800 a year. I took a 12% cut in pay when everyone else in the county took a 5.9% cut, and I don't believe it's fair.
We understand that.
That's okay. We'll and I'm just saying there are other avenues that they could have found the money. I just found it ironic that the sheriff wanted to spend $550,000 to buy a command post that we use three times a year because the roof leaked on the old one. Yet he took my holidays and didn't even use it to fix the roof on the command post.
Okay, this is about fairness. I understand right. that. Okay, you're getting off on a tangent here a little bit. So I'm going to reel you in a little bit. You know? And not that I don't appreciate it. And not that I don't appreciate everything all the jailers do. Not that I don't appreciate everyone that's here, Stan. You know, I understand. I appreciate you being here. So with that being said, thank you. Supervisor Johnson, do you have something?
I have a question. How long have we been housing federal prisoners? And do we know, like, what the average is every year that we make? Does it fluctuate January greatly year to year?
September 11th, it was that January, I think, right?
I think so.
The January after September 11th. The county's made, in 11 years, $100 million from the federal government.
Revenue's never gone down from 1 year to the
next. Correct.
So it's always...
Yeah.
So this is something, obviously, that needs to be looked at. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean... I 100% agree with what Supervisor Arrington said. We need to take a look at this thing. I didn't want this thrown in my lap.
No, I understand.
You know what I mean? I mean, I'll be honest with you. I didn't want to deal with this my first day coming out as a chairman.
I appreciate that. It's very difficult.
But I can guarantee you one thing, and you can take that to the bank, that we will go through this thing and it will be done fair.
And I guess then my last comment for the evening would be, and I can't speak for everyone, but I'll speak for myself. When they introduced a new schedule to us, if they had told us then we were not going to get our 10 paid holidays, we wouldn't have liked it. But the room wouldn't be full tonight because we would have been told up front. When they snuck it in the back door, that's why these people are all here, because there was no reason for it. And not only did they do it to us, they did it to you. You never voted on us losing our holiday pay, and they've admitted it.
Yeah, well, I agree. No one likes to be lied to and cheated. I mean, if I asked anybody in this room, raise your hand, who likes to be lied to and cheated? I don't think anybody would raise their hand. You know what I mean? So, I mean, we understand that issue. So I know Supervisor Frederick had an issue. Houston?
Well, in fairness to the other committees before, we didn't get this thrown at us until March. Okay, we're running the end of our term. But I did save everything that I got.
And I appreciate that you did give that to me.
And I just want to point out one document as to suggest that we did not know that their holidays would be taken away from them. If you look at there was a press release or a write-up release on November 10, 2011. It talks about holidays. It has every union on for holidays. And in fact, if you look at the one area, they even got, I think this group even got Veterans Day. So they had one more holiday than some of the other ones. Mm-hmm. But I just saved this stuff that everybody
the
gave
holiday after Thanksgiving is everything,
so you had an idea. But if you notice, the minutes are March 14th, and that's when we really found out about it.
Yeah, thank you.
So, anyway.
Thank you. We'll look into that. I mean, obviously, the room is full. The hallway is full because there's an issue. We will address this issue. It will be timely. But we need to understand the issue fully before we address it. You know, this is a new thing to a lot of supervisors, and emotion tends to get the best of us, and I can appreciate that. So with that being said, Supervisor.
The other thing you have to remember, there's a lot of other supervisors out on this committee that don't know anything about this at all.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And they won't know that.
Good point. And they need to be informed. You know what? Being informed is the primary key here. Do you know what I mean? I took it upon myself prior to becoming the chairman here to try to get informed. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying I didn't make some mistakes along my notes. This was 2 weeks ago. Who remembers what happened 2 weeks ago? But we will get informed. We will get the right people here. We will see the numbers, Supervisor Arrington said, we will check out the resolution,
So, did you have a comment, Mr. Frederick?
Mr. Storrs, if you wouldn't mind, if I would like to get be able to, I may come up with questions later if we can get an email after the meeting or a phone number so we come up with, if we have questions after this.
Absolutely. So. I'll give you my phone number too. I would meet with anybody on the committee.
Yeah, I would like to do that. I tried to do that prior to this, but couldn't get it. You done?
Yeah. As I suggested, can we get Mr. Gearstein in here so we can get real numbers for next meeting?
Donna, can we do that, please?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Thank you. Supervisor Montemayor.
May we have a head count? Would you guys just tell us how many people are here?
Yes.
I would like that. So you did all sign? Did everybody sign? I want a head count. I think it's impressive.
I'm sorry.
One, two, three, four, five,
You don't have to count it. Thank
you. Well, you do things, you know.
Okay, go ahead. I think it's impressive. I could count it, too.
They got about 40 people.
I know, that's wonderful.
I think some people have left. I might have missed some people in the back. I got like 35.
Okay, that's, thank you.
I mean,
that's fine.
Supervisor Arrington said 40, so
okay,
35
good.
To 40.
How many?
I'm sorry?
47.
Oh, there you
that's
go. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
With this, you know, obviously this issue is mm-hmm. is passionate, and I appreciate everybody being here. I appreciate you taking your own time to be here. So is there any other discussion on this whole recap of the Gaylor's holiday pay and schedule?
Can I just make one thing that I did first want to mention and forgot?
Sure, Fred. Come on up.
Very good. The figure that you had about 47,000 saved, where that savings come from, I'm not sure if the chief or captain or anybody explained that to you. That's my working 8 hours for straight pay on my day off instead of someone getting time and half for working that day instead. So that's how they're saving the money.
Okay. I appreciate that. Thank you. Again, supervisors, any other issues, comments, questions?
I publicly wanted to let Supervisor Johnson know with tonight's vote, I abstained because I'm not in lieu of the facts. That's the reason why, and that's what all supervisors should do. Since I was not informed of the facts of why or why not you should serve on joint services, I abstain my vote. It's not a personal thing against you. I just need to read and to understand what's going on in terms of the situation as a point. You will have my support if I read and see what needs to be done. It should be done in the best interest of the county.
Thank you for saying that, but I noticed you didn't have the updated agenda.
Exactly. So that's why I abstained. I wanted her to know that publicly, that had nothing to do with her personally. It's just that I didn't have the information to review it.
But it was on email. That's everything.
Well, I'll have to go back.
Yeah, that being said.
And see.
Yeah, because if you looked on the email, you would have seen her whole resume.
Thank you for stating that.
Yeah.
Thank you, Supervisor Arrington. Okay, anybody have issues on the jailer's holiday pay and schedule? We're going to close that issue and move on. Any other business allowed by law?
I have a question.
Sure,
are you putting it on your next agenda to have those people here?
Yes, I thought I told Donna that I wanted
it. I just wanted to make sure before you close that issue to make sure that you said it'll be on your next meeting agenda.
The next meeting.
It'll be in the
My understanding is Geertsen.
Geertsen.
Riedel.
Valduto.
Sheriff.
You might as well bring the sheriff too. We need to get our arms wrapped around this issue. And if we don't have the key players here, we're never going to get our arms wrapped around the issue. So, again, you know, I just got to reiterate what Supervisor Arrington said. You know, it was right on point, right on the target. So if any other supervisors think that anybody else needs to be here, I'm open.
Chairman, I just think that it'll be a good idea for you to report on it at our next county board meeting. And for it to be emphasized to all the supervisors, because there probably will be other supervisors that will be interested in this information. I can think of about nine right off the top of my head that once they realized that this information is out there and that it was actually what it sounds like is that there was information, we voted on something, but it didn't encompass all of the intricate details of what their intentions were. And now they're coming here as a voice saying that you all are not aware of the intricate details of what was in your resolution. Now that we're aware of that, I just think that we need to let the entire board know what's going on so that, you know, we can get our arms around this and make a positive decision to not only, you know, keep money surplus in the county, but to also make our employees happy. So I think that would be probably, and I'm not telling you what to do, that would probably be the best step. It's just when you report on it, you know, let them know that we had a brainstorming and give them a little historical background. This is what has happened with the jailers. And, you know, because I don't believe that all our supervisors, I don't think they know that because this is actually really my first time. When I kept looking at holiday pay and schedule, I kept wondering what exactly was that really about. But now that you all brought it to our attention, you know, I thank you. I want to understand everything that we do to affect you. So
thank you.
I think that's what we'll probably need to do.
Yeah, thank you, Supervisor.
And one thing I also think, maybe not official, but let members of finance know, because we'll be talking money, the Pepper people will be here, maybe letting them know, because it's going to have to go, anything we do is going to have to go before finance as well.
Yeah, I will report on the county board floor. I mean, I'm not going to get into a lengthy discussion like we got in here tonight, but, you know, obviously there's issues that need to be attended to. I will bring that up on the county board floor. I will tell them that, obviously, there's certain things that supervisors may not know, and I'll do that in somewhat of a condensed version. Supervisor Montemayor.
I just have a question, Chairman. Can the supervisors of a committee have a meeting before the next committee? If is that ever possible to?
Supervisors of this committee have a meeting prior? Sure, I can call a special.
Well, that might be the perfect place to have, you know, those people that we wanted at. But I'm just saying, so I'm just asking, it is okay for us to have.
That's my understanding.
Sooner
I'd have to
than
check,
a month?
You know, I'd have to check with Corporation Counsel on that.
You don't
honestly,
know. Okay,
I don't know
either.
You know, this is my first day on the job,
yeah,
okay?
Mine too.
No. You're kind of beating me up here. But I'll get the answer for you. With that, any other discussion? Can I have a motion to adjourn? Motion adjourned by Supervisor Arrington.
Second
by Supervisor Frederick. Thank you very much for being here.
Yes. Actually, let's turn on your home phone.
Mr. Gens? And I sent you an email, too, so maybe you don't check the county email.
You know what happens with my... Let me explain.
Oh, that's right. I understand. It's a big
deal. I
KUSD, thank you. Washington Wildcat football, draft football, my own personal, and my own.